Okay, let's unpack this. If you are a real estate investor, the whole goal is usually pretty straightforward.
Right.
Passive income, robust cash flow, and steady asset appreciation. It's the whole set it and forget it dream.
It is.
But there's one word, one single action that can instantly turn your peaceful, passive investment into an active, high-stress, expensive nightmare.
Yeah.
And that word is eviction.
It is truly the landlord's worst-case scenario. And the stress isn't just, emotional dealing with an adversarial relationship. It's profoundly financial and legal. It drains time that most investors, especially those trying to scale their portfolio, they just don't have that time to waste.
Exactly. And that is why we are doing this deep dive today. We're focusing squarely on the specific challenges for Kansas City metro investor, the person who owns property on the Missouri side, the Kansas side, or maybe strategically both. If you are that person, you need to protect your income and honestly, your sanity. So our mission today is to unpack this crucial question. Can a professional property management company truly help, truly be a reliable partner when it comes to the highly technical, often adversarial process of eviction in Missouri and Kansas?
Well, the quick answer, based on the material we looked at, is a decisive yes. They handle the entire complex life cycle.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. That includes everything from the moment rent is late to serving legally compliant notices, all the way through managing court filings, coordinating with lawyers, and then handling that complex post-eviction property turnover.
But that's just the surface level, right? I mean, focusing only on the eviction is kind of focusing on the failure.
That's a great way to put it.
The better answer, the core thesis of our dive today, is that strong, proactive professional management is really designed to prevent most evictions from ever happening in the first place. That prevention strategy is the true value.
And we have a pretty striking data point that backs that up. Alpine Property Management's 98% rent collection rate.
98%.
Yeah. That high of a number doesn't happen by chance. It's not just luck. It's evidence of successful, highly disciplined, proactive prevention. It means that for their clients, 98% of the time, that whole eviction nightmare is completely averted.
It absolutely signals robust operational success. And for Kansas City investors specifically, that 98% figure is so important because of the unique challenge you face here.
The dual state legal system.
Exactly. The dual state system, you can literally drive 10 minutes across the state line and you're in an entirely new legal jurisdiction.
That's the crux of the issue. Eviction laws are 100% state specific. So for an investor who's operating across the state line, dealing with two entirely separate sets of rules, two different courts, two different forms, two timelines, that is the biggest potential trap, full stop.
I can only imagine the procedural chaos. If you're trying to self-manage and you make one small mistake, and these rules are often super technical, almost painfully so, as we'll see, you could instantly reset the entire eviction timeline.
Right back to square one.
And that single error costs you months of lost rent, piles of extra legal fees, and just an unnecessary drawn-out amount of frustration.
And this is where the professional managers come in. They provide experience navigation, a built-in compliance mechanism. They make sure you're compliant with whichever state your property is in, whether it's Jackson County, Missouri, or Johnson County, Kansas. This proactive state-specific navigation avoids those costly errors that can absolutely derail an investor's cash flow.
And turn a healthy investment into a liability.
Exactly. It turns a potential legal crisis into a structured, predictable, and manageable business process.
So we're not just talking about hiring a manager to collect the rent.
No.
We're talking about hiring a legal shield that understands the geopolitical fault lines of the Kansas City real estate market. So let's start with that pain point. The sheer stress and the compounded cost of handling an eviction yourself, especially if you're trying to manage properties in both Missouri and Kansas. When an investor goes DIY on an eviction, what are they truly signing up for? I mean, beyond just the obvious court dates.
They are signing up for a massive, multifaceted drain. The financial costs are immediate and they compound and they hit on several fronts. First, obviously, you have the lost rental income that's just accruing daily, sometimes for months.
Right.
Second, you've got your mandatory court filing fees, process server costs, and then potential attorney costs if the tenant gets legal aid and the case becomes contested.
Which happens more and more.
It's increasingly common. And you're often not thinking about the hidden cost of the property just sitting there vacant or the damage that can happen when a tenant knows they're being evicted.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is. You face costs from wear and tear, or in the worst cases, outright malicious damage during the process. And then you have the opportunity cost, the emotional toll, The time.
The time.
The time. When you're managing it yourself, you are handling the adversarial communication, you're doing stressful research into shifting legal precedents, you're tracking endless paperwork, timelines, deadlines. It consumes vast amounts of your time.
Time that should be spent on growth or finding new assets or...
Or just enjoying the life that real estate investment was supposed to provide in the first place.
We've seen that time commitment easily swallow, what, 20 to 40 hours a month? Just for a single contested eviction.
Whoa, easily.
That's a part-time job that you didn't sign up for.
Absolutely. So when we talk about eviction support from a professional manager, we're positioning it as a powerful asset protection mechanism. It's not just a reactive service. It's a critical tool for investors who need to safeguard their cash flow and stay legally compliant in a complicated landscape.
So they're optimizing the efficiency and the legality of the whole thing.
Yes, ensuring that if you have to pursue an eviction, you are on the fastest, most legally defensible track possible.
And this is where that high price of error comes into really stark relief, especially for those KC investors on both sides of the state line. You might, you know, use a template for a notice to quit that you downloaded for a Kansas property. It worked great 6 months ago. But then you find it completely invalidates the process in Missouri because the required legal language changed or the rules for service are different.
That is the single greatest and most common risk we see. When you have two distinct state statutes governing things like notice periods, the exact format of the notice, the service methods, the courts, assuming they are interchangeable is an almost guaranteed path to failure and delay.
So a mistake there isn't just an inconvenience.
It's a financial setback. You might, for example, incorrectly serve a tenant by certified mail only to find out that method isn't considered sufficient legal service in that specific Kansas County for that specific type of violation.
So one wrong step, misfiling in the wrong court, using the wrong service method, it just resets the entire clock.
The whole clock. And resetting the clock means another 30, 60, maybe even 90 days of lost rent. To put that in perspective for you, if you have a rental that's, say, $1,500 a month, a simple procedural error in the notice could cost you $4,500 in lost income before you even get a new court date.
That could easily wipe out the entire profit margin for the year on that property.
It can immediately turn it cash flow negative, and that creates this negative feedback loop. The longer the eviction takes because of your error, the deeper you have to dig into your reserves and the more stressed you become.
So what's the key value proposition here that the professional managers offer?
It's specific, up-to-date legal awareness and operational discipline. Experienced investors rely on this knowledge precisely to avoid these high-stakes procedural errors. The manager turns what feels like a complex personal legal battle, where you're facing a judge who demands perfection, into a standardized, compliant operational process.
They're like the expert guides.
They are the expert guides through that dual state regulatory complexity, making sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed according to the law of that state, protecting your timeline and your bottom line.
Okay, this is the section where the rubber really meets the road, where we get into the technical weeds. If you are an investor in the Kansas City metro, you have to recognize you're dealing with two separate legal systems.
Completely independent of each other.
Let's break down these state-specific requirements, starting with Missouri. For a property in the Show Me State, what are the critical legal details that an investor has to track?
Missouri has a really strict set of eviction requirements, and a major complexity is that they're not all the same. They differ depending on the nature and severity of the lease violation.
Okay.
So critically, the notice periods vary based on the type of violation. For instance, non-payment of rent often requires a different formal notice period than a violation involving, say, unauthorized pets, property damage, or criminal activity on the premises.
So it's not just a standard eviction notice. You have to pick the exact correct legal template based on what the tenant did wrong.
Absolutely. And this is where the technical details matter so much. Furthermore, the notices themselves require specific statutory language. This language has to be included verbatim, sometimes in a specific font size or format, and it has to clearly state the cure period or the exact date the tenancy terminates.
And if you miss that precise wording?
If you miss that wording, or if the notice is unclear about what needs to happen, a judge could just dismiss the case entirely. That forces you, the landlord, to restart the whole process, no matter how clear the violation was.
And when you finally do go to court in Missouri, where do these cases actually land?
They have to be filed in the Associate Circuit Court, For the investor, this generally means the process is a bit faster and less formal than a full circuit court hearing, which is a structural advantage. But the court demands strict adherence to the law, and there are very strict rules about how you serve those notices. You have to ensure the tenant has legally sufficient notice, which often means using a sheriff or specific types of certified process, depending on the situation.
And this brings us to a really critical complexity, the right to cure. You mentioned that in Missouri, tenants often have the right to fix the problem. How does that complicate things for the landlord?
It creates a challenging dynamic. The right to cure means that if the violation is fixable, like paying overdue rent within the notice period, the landlord must accept that payment and immediately stop the eviction.
So you could spend time and money starting the legal process.
Only to have the tenant pay up on the very last day, forcing you to halt everything. And if that tenant defaults again next month, you have to start the entire expensive, time-consuming process all over again.
Wow. So a professional manager has to track that right to cure very closely, making sure they don't incorrectly refuse a payment, which would then give the tenant a perfect defense in court.
Precisely. They follow the law to the letter, accepting cure payments when they have to, which actually strengthens their position if the tenant fails to cure later, or if the tenancy requires repeated eviction filings.
Okay, so that covers Missouri's Associate Circuit Court and the right to cure. Now let's cross the state line into Kansas, the other half of the metro. What are the key procedural and jurisdictional differences there?
Kansas, while it's aiming for the same outcome, getting possession of the property, it operates under a distinctly different procedural structure. First off, the notice periods are often different from Missouri's.
Okay.
Investors cannot assume they have the same 3 days or 10 days. They have to know the Kansas statutory requirement, which can be incredibly specific based on the length of the lease and the type of breach.
So already, a self-managing investor needs two separate legal calendars. Two separate sets of legal forms just to correctly serve the initial notice. That's a huge operational burden.
It is a massive burden. Kansas also has separate statutory requirements for the exact content and format of the notice. While both states demand precision, the specific wording Kansas law requires will differ from Missouri's, again requiring dual vigilance and separate form sets.
And when it comes to the court itself, the difference is fundamental.
Absolutely fundamental. Eviction cases in Kansas are handled by the district court. This is a completely different judicial venue than Missouri's Associate Circuit Court. A district court is typically more formal, and while that formality ensures rigor, the process can sometimes feel slower.
But is there an advantage to that?
Well, there's a potential advantage. Filing in district court often allows for greater flexibility regarding the type of damages you can seek alongside possession, whereas Missouri's Associate Circuit Court might have stricter limits on that.
That's a profound difference. Not just different forms, but a different court system, different judges, different procedural expectations. What about serving the notice in Kansas?
Kansas has its own distinct rules for service of process, like when posting a notice on the door is permissible, sometimes called nail and mail, versus when you absolutely need certified or personal service. What is valid service in Independence, Missouri, might be totally invalid service in Overland Park, Kansas.
And the manager has to know the specific rules for the county where the property is.
Exactly, which minimizes the risk of a judge throwing out the case because of improper service.
This detail makes it so clear why having a manager with true dual state expertise is, like, non-negotiable for KC investors. So what specific procedural aspects are property managers tracking daily to make sure they don't trip up on these differences?
They're essentially operating a continuous compliance checklist supported by specialized knowledge and technology. They're monitoring the subtle but critical differences in notice requirements and timelines, like knowing exactly which day a 3-day notice expires in MO versus KS based on statutory accounting rules.
Wow.
They're tracking court filing procedures, ensuring they file in the right court associate circuit versus district using the correct state-specific forms.
And the documentation itself has to be different.
Absolutely. They maintain separate, rigorous documentation standards for each state, knowing what counts as acceptable proof in front of a Missouri judge versus a Kansas judge. And finally, they have to be intimately aware of tenant rights and potential defenses unique to MO or KS.
Like what?
Well, defenses related to the timing of rent payment or property habitability claims can vary a lot. And the manager needs to know how to proactively counter those state-specific defenses with organized, compliant records. This deep dual state legal awareness is the invaluable asset they bring to the table.
So the complexity isn't just double the work. It's exponential. You can't just generalize from one state to the other.
Huh.
Okay, we've covered the scary stuff, the legal landmines. Now let's pivot to the positive side, because like we said earlier, the best eviction is the one that never happens.
Exactly.
This is where strong professional management practices really shine.
It's the foundational principle of successful property management. We see that 98% rent collection rate, and that number is a direct outcome of prioritizing prevention over crisis management. Robust management practices, mostly driven by quality tenant selection and diligent operations, are the foundation for reducing risk in your portfolio.
Let's delve into that absolute first line of defense. Thorough tenant screening. Alpine's multi-layered screening process seems designed specifically to filter out high-risk applicants. How detailed is this process, and why are all these layers necessary?
The process is comprehensive because, well, relying on any single metric is flawed. A high credit score doesn't guarantee timely rent payment, and a good job doesn't guarantee a clean rental history.
Right.
So Alpine screening starts with the quantitative metric, income verification. The requirement is typically set at a minimum of 3 times the monthly rent.
3 times the rent. That's a high bar, but it seems designed to create a safety margin.
It's designed to ensure financial stability. This isn't arbitrary. It ensures the tenant has enough disposable income to handle, you know, common market fluctuations or unexpected personal costs, a car repair, a high utility bill, while still reliably covering the full rent payment. It provides a solid cushion.
What about their history of managing debt?
That's the second layer. Financial review. This involves looking at their credit history and payment patterns. A low overall credit score isn't an automatic no if, for example, they have old medical debt.
So what are you looking for?
What the manager is focusing on is the pattern of major recurring obligations. Timely payments on past rent, utilities, things like that. They're looking for predictability and responsibility.
And the most important, often neglected piece of evidence, how they behaved in a past rental.
Precisely. That's where history checks come in. And this step requires real professional diligence. The manager has to contact previous landlords, not just the current one, who might be incentivized to give a good reference just to get the tenant out.
That's a great point.
It's essential because prior landlord reports give you direct, unbiased insight into two key areas: payment reliability and property care. Did they pay on time? Did they cause damage? Were they good neighbors? A professional manager knows exactly what probing questions to ask to get honest feedback.
And finally, we have the necessary safety measures.
Yes, the security checks, criminal background checks, and crucially, eviction history searches. An applicant might look good financially now, but if they have a history of prior evictions, that is a massive flashing red flag.
Right.
So combining all these layers dramatically increases the probability of placing quality tenants, which directly translates to that impressive 98% collection rate. Better screening is the most cost-effective insurance policy an investor can buy.
So moving beyond the initial screening, the next crucial step is setting the stage. How do property managers set clear, non-ambiguous expectations from day one to minimize future conflict?
They essentially establish a professional, legally defensible agreement right up front. Managers set tenants up for success by clearly communicating every part of the lease. Detailed payment expectations, grace periods, late fees, how to pay online, and the consequences of not complying right at the move-in orientation.
So there's no room for the tenant to later claim they didn't know.
Exactly. When tenants understand the rules are firm, objective, and non-negotiable from the start, compliance just naturally improves.
And this leads directly to consistent lease enforcement, which is something a lot of self-managing owners struggle with because it feels personal.
It's incredibly important. Inconsistent enforcement just trains tenants that the rules are flexible. If you let a late payment slide this month because of a sympathetic story, they'll expect the same leniency next month. And legally, you might have just waived your right to enforce the lease strictly.
So a professional manager applies the same objective standards to every tenant every time.
Without exception. This consistency actually improves overall tenant behavior and prevents those small, manageable situations from blowing up into a catastrophic eviction.
So if screening is the brick wall, then early communication is the essential tripwire. What happens when the rent is just a few days late?
This is a critical moment where professionalism pays off. When rent is late, professional management initiates early, non-emotional, but firm communication. The goal is resolution before it escalates. Many payment problems start as temporary financial difficulties, a job change, an unexpected bill that can potentially be addressed through a formal, documented payment arrangement that protects the investor's cash flow.
So instead of immediately going adversarial, which just ramps up the conflict, they find a solution that protects the investor's income while avoiding the legal costs.
Exactly. It's professional dialogue designed to keep the tenancy viable. Catching these temporary issues early maximizes the chance of resolution. If you wait until the tenant is multiple months behind, the debt is often just too much, and eviction becomes the only option. Early action keeps the leverage with the management company and protects the investor's income stream from an unnecessary gap.
Now we have to address the phase where prevention has failed, and eviction is the unavoidable reality. When that decision is made, operational discipline becomes everything. You called the manager the landlord's shield. Let's define that. What does that shield mean in the day-to-day practice of execution?
It means that when eviction is unavoidable, every single action taken must be structured, meticulously documented, and absolutely legally compliant. The goal is to minimize delays and prevent legal exposure for the investor.
Okay.
The shield protects the owner from making emotional mistakes, from engaging in communication that could be seen as retaliatory, and it ensures the entire process sticks strictly to either Missouri or Kansas law, whichever applies at every single turn.
Let's look at that first official step, which is also the most error-prone. Notice preparation and service. This has to be handled with extreme legal precision, especially since we know the language is different on either side of the state line.
Precision is not optional here. It is the only acceptable standard. The manager is responsible for drafting notices that meet all statutory requirements. This is where their dual state expertise is crucial. They're ensuring the correct, specific statutory language is used, whether they are serving a property in Lee's Summit or one in Olathe. Using the wrong form, missing a required paragraph, or failing to properly date the notice is a guaranteed way to lose in court and start over.
Can you give us a practical example of how granular these details can be? Things that seem trivial but have massive legal consequences.
Certainly. In some jurisdictions, the statute dictates exactly how many days notice is required, and the counting rules are specific. For instance, sometimes weekends or holidays are excluded from the count, and a manager has to know that rule.
Wow.
Furthermore, if a statute requires specific language to be displayed prominently, using the wrong font size or burying the required heading in the body of the text, that can render the notice legally deficient. A judge doesn't care about your intent. They care about compliance.
And serving the notice has to be done by the book, right? You can't just slide it under the door and hope for the best.
Absolutely not. They have to serve notices using methods that satisfy the legal requirements of that jurisdiction. This may require physical posting, certified mail, or hiring a licensed process server, depending on the state and county rules. And this is followed by rigorous documentation of service recording dates, times, and precise methods, often with an affidavit.
So you have a clear, undeniable legal record.
Exactly. It proves the tenant received appropriate legal notice, which is essential if the case is contested in court.
Okay, so once the notice period expires, we move into court filing and coordination. What are the operational steps here that separate a professional manager from a DIY landlord who's probably scrambling to fill out forms they barely understand?
Well, the professional manager is like the conductor of the whole legal orchestra. They prepare all the required documentation, the lease, the payment ledger, the service affidavit, the notice itself, ensuring it's all organized and ready for submission. And they have to file correctly with the right court associate circuit in Missouri, district court in Kansas, and make sure all the accompanying forms are correct for that specific venue.
And the calendar management must be unforgiving.
Relentless. The stakes are high. They track legal timelines and deadlines precisely. Missing a single filing deadline, no matter how minor, can stop the process entirely and result in months of delay. And crucially, they also coordinate with legal counsel when required, ensuring the attorney has a complete organized file from day one.
Which saves time and money.
It significantly speeds up the lawyer's ability to act, which reduces the overall cost and timeline.
You know, I think one of the most stressful parts for a self-managing investor is having to talk to a tenant who's about to be evicted. It can so easily devolve into arguments, which could jeopardize the case. How does professional communication mitigate that risk?
It mitigates risk by removing all personal emotion and sticking to legal procedure. Managers maintain professional, documented communication with tenants throughout the process, ensuring all interactions are non-confrontational and factual. Crucially, they avoid making any statements, verbal or written, that could be misconstrued as retaliation or harassment.
So the manager handles all tenant contact to ensure the owner stays completely hands-off and stress-free. The owner never has to hear the tenant's side of the story or deal with their aggressive behavior.
That is the core benefit of the shield. The manager absorbs the conflict. This is tied directly into Alpine's documentation discipline. Every notice, every email, every phone call, every action is recorded, logged, and dated. This creates a clear, undeniable paper trail designed to withstand legal scrutiny in either Missouri or Kansas, protecting the investor and speeding up the final judgment. It turns a human conflict into a predictable administrative process.
So eviction, by its nature, means income interruption. But once that possession order is secured, the focus has to shift immediately from problem removal to strategic income recovery. The end goal, which is critical for the investor, is restoring cash flow as quickly as possible.
Time is absolutely money here. The speed and organization with which the post-possession operations are handled directly impact how quickly that rental income resumes. Every single day a unit sits vacant after you get possession is a day you're losing money.
So what are the key coordination efforts that happen immediately after gaining legal possession? This seems like a critical moment.
It requires an immediate, structured response. They start with a post-possession inspection. This is critical and involves detailed photo and video documentation of the property condition at the moment of turnover.
So you have irrefutable evidence.
Exactly. Time-stamped evidence of any damages beyond normal wear and tear, which is essential for damage claims and for handling the security deposit.
And that documentation protects the owner during security deposit disputes later, which are governed by really strict state laws, right?
Absolutely. Security deposit accounting is heavily regulated in both Missouri and Kansas. The manager meticulously handles the security deposit and damage claims according to strict state law, ensuring a timely itemized accounting is sent to the former tenant.
And if you don't follow those rules?
If you fail to follow those rules, like not providing the itemized list within the statutory window, you can forfeit your right to keep the deposit, even if there was damage. The manager ensures the process is compliant, protecting the owner's right to recoup losses.
After documentation, the focus pivots to repairs.
Immediately. They move into managing repair scopes and vendor scheduling. This requires established relationships with reliable, vetted vendors who can start work instantly. This is vital because evictions often expose deferred maintenance or damage that has to be addressed fast.
So coordinating the whole scope of work.
The whole thing. Getting competitive bids, ensuring the work is completed efficiently and on budget.
And this all feeds into the ultimate efficiency metric, the turnover timeline. Mm. We saw a powerful metric in the sources. Alpine's average 14-day vacancy turnaround across their portfolio. That is incredibly fast.
That 14-day average is arguably the greatest financial benefit provided to the investor during a difficult time. Let's look at the financial impact. If a self-managing investor takes, say, 45 days to turn a unit after an eviction, that's 31 days of lost income compared to the professional standard.
So if the rent is $1,500.
That's $1,550 in lost income that the manager saved through operational speed alone. That easily offsets several months of management fees.
So the manager isn't just fast at evicting. They are fast at replacing the income stream. Their process includes immediate rent-ready preparation and aggressive remarketing, often having the next quality tenant lined up before the eviction is even finalized.
That speed is strategic, but post-eviction also offers an opportunity for optimization, not just recovery. It's the perfect strategic inflection point to reassess the asset.
How so?
Well, professional management turns the focus quickly toward recovery and future improvement. First, they reevaluate market rent. The market may have shifted since the last tenant was placed, so there's a potential opportunity for a rent increase.
And if the eviction itself revealed an issue with the property's condition, that might have attracted a less desirable tenant in the first place.
Precisely. They focus on improving property presentation during turnover, making necessary upgrades or repairs that reposition the asset for stronger, higher quality tenants in the future tenants who pass that rigorous screening process. They implement lessons learned from the failed tenancy to reduce future risk. This ensures the asset emerges stronger and more profitable than before.
We should also touch on managing tenant relations during this difficult process to mitigate a common fear: angry tenants causing physical damage.
That is a primary actionable concern. Studies show tenants who feel wronged or attacked cause significantly more damage. Professional managers use a non-adversarial approach, even during the eviction, to reduce escalation. By maintaining professional, objective communication and acting strictly through legal process, they avoid inciting unnecessary rage or retaliation. This preserves court credibility, protects the physical asset, and often shortens the vacancy period.
We've covered why eviction is stressful, the intense legal gymnastics of the MOKS state line, how strong management prevents most issues, and how expert support executes the process and speeds recovery. So let's synthesize this for the listener. What are the core reasons an investor should outsource this rather than trying to save money by doing it themselves?
Because evictions demand specialized legal knowledge, essential emotional distance, and rigorous operational discipline. Three things that most landlords either lack or just don't want to acquire through costly trial and error. Considering the dual state complexity, the cost of a DIY procedural mistake is just too high. You are paying for risk mitigation.
But wouldn't some self-managing investors argue that hiring an attorney only when an eviction is needed is cheaper than paying a full management fee?
That is a fair question, but it misses two critical points. First, an attorney is reactive. A property manager is proactive. The manager's fees primarily cover the prevention phase, the screening and consistent enforcement that lead to that 98% collection rate, meaning you avoid the attorney altogether most of the time.
Good point.
And second, even when an attorney is used, they rely entirely on the quality of the documentation provided by you, the client. If an investor provides sloppy documentation or a faulty notice, the attorney's hands are tied and the case is delayed. The manager ensures the legal file is perfect from day one, which allows the attorney to act quickly and effectively, minimizing legal costs.
That reframes the value proposition entirely. So let's summarize the four main benefits of partnering with a Kansas City property manager who specializes in this dual state environment.
First and foremost is legal compliance. They ensure correct state-specific procedures are followed for either Missouri or Kansas law, guaranteeing the paperwork will stand up in court. Second, they provide massive time savings. You, the investor, don't spend hours researching statutes or attending hearings. That time is restored to your strategic planning and your personal life.
The third benefit directly impacts the investor's long-term financial health, which is risk reduction.
Absolutely. By eliminating procedural errors, they drastically reduce the risk of costly delays or liability. Fewer errors mean shorter timelines. And that leads directly to the fourth and most quantifiable benefit, faster income recovery. Their professional, efficient turnover process, evidenced by that critical 14-day average, gets new screen tenants in quickly, minimizing income gaps and restoring cash flow weeks earlier than a self-managed turnover.
This brings us back to Alpine's comprehensive approach, which seems designed around three distinct pillars: protection, prevention, and recovery. Let's briefly recap those for the listener.
Prevention is driven by the front end, the high rent collection rate, which is a testament to their thorough, multi-layered screening and consistent lease enforcement. Protection is the middle phase, rigorous dual-state legal compliance and process-driven documentation at every single step, shielding you from personal liability and costly failures.
And the final piece, recovery, is the acceleration out of the problem.
Recovery is the quick turnaround. Fast, vendor-coordinated turnover procedures restore income quickly, often within that 14-day window, ensuring that an eviction, while a necessary setback, does not become a sustained financial catastrophe that wipes out a year's worth of profit. The manager ensures the asset remains a high-performing financial entity, even through adversity.
Ultimately, this highly disciplined approach leads to the most valuable, yet hardest to quantify, asset an investor can possess: peace of mind. Eviction management isn't just about the ugly job of removing a problem tenant.
No, it's about a comprehensive strategy for protecting your assets, maximizing long-term income stability, and ensuring your confidence as an investor. When you know an experienced, legally compliant partner is handling the worst-case scenario with precision and speed across two separate state systems, you can continue focusing on acquiring new assets and achieving long-term portfolio growth without that constant low-level fear of legal exposure.
This deep dive has shown us that for the Kansas City investor, navigating evictions is not a minor hurdle. It is a complex, state-specific legal and operational challenge. We learned that rigorous, multi-layered tenant screening is the absolute best defense, leading to prevention rates reflected in successful metrics like that 98% rent collection rate.
And if eviction is necessary, the financial benefit of fast, documented, and compliant turnover cannot be overstated. Knowing the MO versus KS legal differences from the specific procedural rules of the Associate Circuit Court versus the District Court and the non-negotiable notice language, that is the technical core that separates success from months of costly delay.
We've seen how a property manager's expertise turns a stressful legal liability eviction into a manageable, process-driven cost to business. But I think there's one final provocative thought for our listener to mull over as they consider the true cost of self-management.
The discussion today was heavily focused on how quickly a professional manager restores your cash flow, pointing to that 14-day average turnover time. For the investor focused on long-term growth and scaling their portfolio, the question is not simply whether a manager can help with evictions, but rather, if a procedural error could cost you 2 or 3 months of rent, say $300 to $4,500, how much is your time and legal risk worth when that professional partnership guarantees restoring your income stream potentially within 14 days? That speed and compliance are the ultimate measure of asset protection.
A challenging and essential question to end on. If you are investing in the dynamic, dual-state Kansas City metro, make sure your partnership is protecting your assets with compliance, speed, and precision on both sides of that state line. That's it for this deep dive.
We look forward to diving in with you again soon.